Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6. It reads, "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." Occasionally, our dog gets a special treat. A friend of ours brings him chicken, lamb, and even steak. He gobbles it up and certainly seems to enjoy it, but he can never grasp its true value, nor can he express his gratitude. I'm guessing that 15 minutes later he's even forgotten what he ate. Actually, maybe it's more like 15 seconds. So why does Jesus bring pigs and dogs into the picture here? Well, at the time, they were unclean animals, having connotations of folly and filth. Proverbs 26, "As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly." 2 Peter chapter 2, "Of them the proverbs are true, a dog returns to its vomit, and a sow that is washed returns to her wallowing in the mud." Our culture tends to view dogs as man's best friend, and pigs as rashers of bacon found in supermarkets. But at that time, pigs ate food no other animals would touch, and dogs even consumed human blood when it was spilt. Stray dogs growled even at people who fed them. So what is Jesus' point here? Well, if we look at the previous few verses, it might mean not correcting people who refuse to listen. He's talking there about helping your brother, but only after you've removed the plank from your own eye. Proverbs chapter 23 says, "Do not speak to fools, for they will scorn your prudent words." So what Jesus is saying here is that holy things should only be given to people who will appreciate them. Perhaps part of the application is that we should remember that, like it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time to be silent and a time to speak. It's noticeable that Jesus himself did not speak all truth on all possible occasions to all people. We must be ready to remain silent when God's word might be mocked. Are you badgering someone with the gospel who is not open to it? The best thing might be to back off and simply pray for them. Then try again at a later time. Let the Holy Spirit do his work and don't throw your pearls to pigs. Well, next time we'll go on to the next section, talking about asking, seeking, and knocking. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.